Senate Bill 2 moved through committee on an 8-3 vote, but not without some changes, removing requirements that the ID have an expiration date and that reasonable impediment statements sent with absentee votes be notarized. But the biggest change would affect voters who show up with non-photo IDs. Under the previous version, those voters would need to submit provisional ballots and then visit county clerk's offices within 3 days to fill out reasonable impediment forms. The latest version of the bill permits voters with credit, debit, or Social Security cards to vote normally as long as they sign an affirmation. Secretary of State Michael Adams.
I listen to opponents and critics, and I encourage the Senate to listen to opponents and critics. Obviously, we expect them to maintain their opposition, and we respect that opinion.
Adams heard directly from those opponents on his way out of committee as he was confronted by Tana Fogel with Kentuckians for the Commonwealth.
I want my kids and my grandkids to know what democracy looks like. It didn't look like democracy today in there.
While critics praised the changes, they're still calling the bill a, quote, solution in search of a problem. And Corey Shapiro with the ACLU says there's no reason to push for implementation by November.
We simply think that rushing to get this done in such an important election is going to cause significant voter confusion and will definitely lead to a lower turnout.
The ID measure now moves to the full Senate. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.